Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1628. Single versus Double Kettlebell Training by Eric Leah. Of ericleah.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, that's where I answer your questions. You can send in your question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, with that, let's jump right in and hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Single versus Double Kettlebell Training by Eric Leah of ericleah.com. One heavy kettlebell or two lighter ones? Or two heavy ones? Does it matter? If you're diving into kettlebell training this year, these are natural and relevant questions. Here, I'll break down whether one option is quote-unquote better for your training, and what differences you can expect during single and double kettlebell movements. Single versus double kettlebell training. Is one style better? One of the key differences between single kettlebell training and double kettlebell training comes down to the effect on your core. Now, make no mistake, working with two kettlebells definitely works your core, simply due to the nature of the asymmetrical weight of the kettlebell itself. As they shift in your hands, your core muscles, which are more than just your abs, they actually wrap around your torso, chest, hips, and glutes, those muscles tighten in order to stabilize your body so that you don't lose your balance. Working with one kettlebell at a time, however, takes this up a notch. Now, all of the weight is on one side of your body, so the opposite side of your core has to work in order to keep you upright. This is awesome because these muscles are often underdeveloped, either from not training or from only training in one plane of movement with stabilized weights, like, say, heavy squats on a machine. That's because the machine does most of the stabilizing. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean single kettlebell training is better than double. It simply means that if you switch to one, you may get more stabilization effects. One way that pure single kettlebell training may not be as valuable is during heavy ballistic style exercises as a beginner. During ballistic exercises like swings, cleans, high pulls, and snatches, your body requires that core stabilization we spoke of earlier. If this isn't developed because you're a beginner, you could risk pulling something out of alignment, like your back, by trying to make a go at it using a heavy single bell. In this case, if you have heavy bells, you can work on developing overall core stabilization and strength using two bells to become accustomed to the movement before moving on to trying with a single bell, since the pull on your core will be less, but it will still be worked. If you're working with a lighter weight, you can obviously start trying out these moves, but for safety's sake, you always want to make sure your body is stable enough to handle them and their weight. Versatility. Another variable to consider is your intention and workout program, whether it's your own or if you're following one. There are literally hundreds of kettlebell movements, and some require only a single bell, while some require two bells. You want to make sure you know what movements you intend to perfect and utilize the most, so that you have what you need. This is why I recommend if you have the budget and space, you get a good, heavier set, meaning two kettlebells, and perhaps one lighter bell for high rep work, so that you have options. When investing in two kettlebells is a win. Obviously, if you're just starting out, you might opt to stick with one kettlebell of a specific weight. Now, there's nothing wrong with this, and obviously, it isn't an end-all be-all, considering you can simply grab another when you need to. But keep in mind that the weight you start with will eventually become too light to work with, especially if gaining strength is your goal. However, if you choose to grab two kettlebells of the same weight, you can combine them to immediately create a heavier load. In this case, doubling up can give you more weight and more time before you go heavier. You can still work core stabilization with two kettlebells, and even without kettlebells, so take that into account as well. The bottom line. Both single and double kettlebell training offer epic body-wide benefits and targeting. Single kettlebell training may offer more core stabilization challenges due to the asymmetrical nature of holding one weight. You can use two kettlebells to increase weight and load for things like squats and deadlifts, extending the life of lighter bells before you grow out of them. Starting out with ballistic exercises like cleans, snatches, etc., using two kettlebells instead of one can reduce risk of injury as you build the movement memory and core stabilization required to perform these with a single bell. And one form of training is not better than the other. They simply offer different benefits at different times. You just listened to the post titled Single versus Double Kettlebell Training by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Training with kettlebells is such a different experience than, say, training with dumbbells or barbells. Let's say you don't have access to kettlebells. Is there a substitute for them? Unfortunately, there is no perfect substitute, but a traditional dumbbell is probably your best bet. Now, as Eric mentioned in today's article, a kettlebell is unique because of the way its weight is distributed. Picture what a dumbbell looks like. You've got two bells separated by a bar in the middle. This creates an even distribution of weight. But a kettlebell is only one bell, and you hold it just by using one handle from the top. This makes it more challenging to move around. But the good news is, if you want to perform some kettlebell-type exercises, and you don't have access to any, it's not the end of the world. You could substitute a dumbbell instead. Just know it probably won't behave exactly like a kettlebell would, and you're going to have to hold the dumbbell a little bit differently so that it more closely mimics a kettlebell. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.